Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
All right, there, friends. All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We made it to another Friday, and I'm feeling good.
All I want to eat is
empire. I feel like, we made it through. We didn't get fired. We're here. We're drinking in the morning amongst friends.
I like that we celebrate every week that we didn't get fired.
As we should, because we've been fired.
Yeah, on Fridays before, times. Yeah.
Oh, it's usually on a Friday.
No, day's not over yet. We'll see. But today, Mahoney, this is kind of a tried and true brewery for you. I know that you're a big fan of our friends over at Firestone Walker. This is the 805. It's a California blonde ale. So I would say a fairly safe bet. We kind of got burned last week a little bit.
Did you open three beers for yourself?
Well, the bottle didn't, like, the bottle cap didn't really come through as a sound effect on the microphone as I was opening it. So I had to go to the second one, which didn't come through as well. So I opened a third one. So we've got all six of these beers open in front of us right now, so I'm triple fisted.
There you go, man. I'll take one of those off of your hands.
If you are going to triple fist a beer on a Friday morning like we are right now, the Firestone Walker 805 Blonde Ale, or as they describe it, the California Blonde Ale, is only 4.7% alcohol by volume. So it's not
weak, but it's not.
It's about the same as a Bud Light when you're talking about alcohol in there, or a Miller Lite for that matter. Price point, $10.99 for a six-pack of bottles. So, you know, pretty reasonably priced. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. That's how we rate every single one of our beers. And with the weather getting a little bit warmer and moving towards summer, you know, I felt like I wanted to go with something a little bit lighter, something that would be a good beer that we could triple fist if we so choose.
And I don't know if this is necessarily a bathing suit beer. We'll get into that, Audrey, a little bit later. But the lightness of it, you know, as the weather's warming up, certainly something you could consume poolside or on a boat, whatever it may be.
And this is a beer that's been around year round. And it's, I would say, probably the most famous beer from Firestone Walker, or at least the most readily available. You can find this literally anywhere. I got this at Sprouts for $10.99. Got it delivered on Instacart last week when I forgot to bring the other beer in. So, I mean, you can find this everywhere. Costco's got 30 packs of this for a very reasonable price as well. So this is a beer, if you like, you will be able to find many places. And Firestone Walker, a lot of people don't know, they have several orchards and wineries and things of that nature, but they ended up getting into the craft beer business like 30 years ago and have done some really, really good beers. So I've yet to have a bad beer from that particular brewery. So let's just get into it. I mean, the look of it, classic look, the black, the 805. When you're looking at the beer, it's just a light looking beer. This is a blonde. And what's a blonde? So they use pale malts instead of heavily roasted malts, and that's kind of how you get like either a dark beer or a light beer. These are not heavily roasted malts.
My second favorite beer to a stout is a blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because you are a blonde?
I think that maybe I have some bias there, but no, I don't know what it is because there is, and Mahoney, correct me. So Oberon, the Bell's Oberon, isn't that a blonde ale as well? And maybe even something that's like more of on the wheat sides. It's very similar to, you know, like a Blue Moon to me.
Similar, they're wheat ales.
They're in that same vein.
Not overly hopped.
Exactly.
And this one, there are hops here. It's not overly hopped. There is a little bit there, but it's not.
Audrey,
like a West Coast IPA.
Would you fruit this beer?
I would fruit this beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fruited blondes out there as well.
This is a fruitable beer, I think, if you're into that sort of thing.
I just douse anything in an orange. Mm-hmm. I'm a big orange slice girl, whether it's in my vodka drinks or in my beers. I'm a big fan. Maybe not a lemon, but but for sure an orange in this.
You'll appreciate this. Have you seen those little cutie oranges?
Yes, I have. What do you mean? I've got some in my fridge.
My daughter, who just turned 2 years old, at her birthday party, she got a little drink of lemonade, and she threw a whole cutie in there.
Hell yes.
Love that for her.
Skin on it, the whole thing. Just
good for her. Yeah. She knows.
So orange, she is a future beer fruiter, I'm sure.
Or she's going to be the make the best Bloody Marys of all time. You know, just like hamburgers, a whole slab of pork belly in there.
I was at a place the other day that had those Bloody Marys, and they came out with a full crab leg, like an Alaskan king crab leg. I'm like, okay.
I saw one with a little rotisserie chicken.
like a chicken wing?
Cornhead or something like that, but it was an entire
whole
chicken.
Ass rotisserie chicken in your Bloody Mary.
It's too much.
Well, let's get back to our beer, the Firestone Walker 805. The smell, I mean, it's pretty.
Beer.
The nose just smells like beer. It doesn't have a big nose on it, but that's no surprise. This is meant to be a very easy drinking beer, kind of an alternative to your, I would say, Bud Lights, Bud Light, Budweiser's, Miller's Coors, those sorts of those macro beers there. Let's get into the taste. Let's all take a big drink of the Firestone Walker 805 California Blonde Ale.
While you guys are drinking this, I just need to know, that this this bottle and this labeling is giving farmhouse. You know what I mean?
Joanna Gaines would love this.
Like, because I have been
industrial
decorating.
Modern.
Yes, I've been decorating right now. And that is the first thing that I thought of. I was like, my house looks like this bottle.
You know what would go really well with this 805 California Blonde Ale?
What's that, Dev?
Shiplap.
Yep. Shiplap's out, bro. Shiplap is out.
Shiplap's out?
It's out. We're going black iron now.
Okay, whatever.
And raw
stainless
wood.
Stainless steel furnishings.
So first blush at this for me is that it is very drinkable.
Right.
I like that it has a little bit of a creaminess to it.
Smoothness,
It's like a smoothness. It's the carbonation is just right on it, where a lot of the other just kind of like macro brews, or even like the wheat ales, they tend to sit kind of flat for me.
I mean, the wheat ales in particular, I would say, like the Hefeweizens and other like unfiltered wheat ales aren't nearly as carbonated as we would like for a summertime or warmer weather beer.
When I say creaminess, it's not so much in the taste of it, it's more in the texture of it, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
So I really am a big fan of the carbonation of this because they got that part right.
Mm-hmm.
And then over, beyond that, it's not overwhelming.
It's certainly not.
It's fine.
I will say this. Well, I'll get to it in a second. But Audrey, you said blonde ales are your second behind some of the darker porters, stouts. What do you think of the 805?
You said this earlier, and it's kind of the exact reason why I like blondes. It's just like a step up above, like a, you know, just a macro domestic Bud Light. It's got a little bit more flavor for me. So if I am going to be doing something that I know that is going to involve crushing a sixer four, which does not happen often, but in the event that that would something I would want to do, you know, I would want to be bringing something like this because it is a party pleaser. It's good. It looks good.
It's an all-day beer.
And it's an all-day beer. You know what I mean? And I enjoy it personally.
Since we're actually watching golf in the studio this is a good golf.
This is a beer like so wonderful your wife won't be beer, wanting to divorce you when you get home from the course. Beer.
Right.
You know, there are some IPAs, some of those West Coast IPAs that are
like
approaching
double digits.
That your wife will 100% leave you. You come home after drinking six of those over the course of 4.5-5 hours.
And this doesn't have a film.
It doesn't. You don't have that. You don't get a weird.
Nothing, no weird back taste, nothing.
And that's one of the things that I really like, and I think it shows the quality of Firestone Walker.
Whatever their water is using, they're doing a good job with it.
Chris, what are your thoughts on this blonde?
I think it's a very well-rounded blonde. The good news is it's ordinary, but that's also the bad news, too. It's just ordinary beer.
I think that's what you think of whenever you're getting this. I mean, it's a classic. The bottle looks classic. Firestone Walker is a classic. I mean, I think that this is something that you know what you're getting, and it's perfect that
way. It's a good gateway
beer. Anybody would enjoy this beer.
That's
really what it is. This is the beer you keep in your fridge for anyone of any taste.
And this is the beer that you order at the bar if you want to seem like you know about beer, but you really don't like getting experimental
or you just don't
with
wanna
your
get, Or you just don't want to get drunk, or you don't want to have something that's just going to destroy your palate. This beer goes really well with barbecue. This beer can go really well
cooking.
With burgers, cooking, all of that, if you're going to use it to, you know...
shiplap.
Something salty.
But I will say this. So let's all take one more drink, or we could have as many drinks as one because we got three open beers in front of me. Let's take another drink of this, and let me point something out. So take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
am I supposed to be leaving it in my mouth? Are we doing something like some taster here?
No, just let it. Just take your drink. Because this is a beer that you're not going to just sit there and like slosh around. It's not overwhelming with its flavor. So you're kind of underwhelmed at first. But I feel like where it really kind of shines for me is the finish. You get that secondary tasting with the finish, and it kind of just sits on your tongue, and it's really pleasant. So the aftertaste on this, I actually think, is better than the actual initial taste of this particular beer. Overall, I think it's a really good beer. Easy drinking, smooth, just well-rounded. And the drinkability, for me, I think this is a classic. I don't know if this is a must-buy, but I think this is an absolute great representation of a beer that you can find literally anywhere and everywhere in the U.S., at a reasonable price point that you know the quality is going to be on point as well. Are you going to be blown away by the flavor? No. But it's a great beer overall.
And to go off of what you were asking earlier, Dave, for a bathing suit beer, I don't know if this is necessarily a bathing suit beer. I think it's an activity beer.
It's a boat beer.
A boat beer for sure.
Like, it's something that you don't want to be just like sitting out like a beach whale at the pool with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, if you're moving around and you're having a good time, I could totally see this being more of an activity, like a golf beer, you know, a little league yelling at the ref beer. Like, I think that those are the type of activities.
But you're not going to be so drunk that you're yelling at the ref because of the beer.
You're doing that because that's
your personality.
You're passionate and you're an idiot. This is the sort of beer where you can have a couple of these even if you're driving the boat, I think, and not crash the rental pontoon into the dock.
But we don't suggest that.
We would not encourage you to do that.
No, do not. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh,
Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Firestone Walker Brewing Company 805 California Blonde Ale, a 3.85 out of 5.
Solid.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.